Okay, Emir Tz Hashem, Siyat Deshmai. Now we're going to begin the fifth parak in the Nedarim, Mem Hey Amid Beis. What's the name of the parak? So I believe, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Fishel Schechter pointed out that when Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal gave his opening shir, Torah Vadas, he was medayik. Is the correct pronunciation Hashutofin or Hashutfin? Partners. Okay, so let's continue and just discuss a little bit. The previous parak we learned, we had a person who's mudar. It takes a netter to get hanaf from another one else, that's the madir. So the background for this mishnah is to understand the way that the homes were developed. It's not like a nowadays a modern house, but you had the bayis, and each bayis opened up into a shared space called a chotzer, courtyard, and then the chatzeros would open up into a mavui. That was a shared space. Then the mavui would enter up into Rishus HaRabim. So we're going to talk about now a case where two people, they each own their own house, but they share that chotzer, and they took a neder not to get any hanah from each other. So that's the background. We got a long run to try to unpack. Hashutvin shenodru hanah zemizeh. You have two partners, right? And they made a neder, they're not going to get any hanah from each one. Asur and Likanes Lechotzer, both of them are not allowed to go into the Chotzer because each one of these partners has a chelik of the whole courtyard. So when you walk into that Chotzer, you're using property that's partially owned by the other guy, which is not allowed. So the next Tana argues, says Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Ze Nichnas Latoch Shalo, Ze Nichnas Latoch Shalo. So according to the Beloz ben Yaakov, no, they're allowed to because each one's going into his own property, and the other guy's going into his own property. Now, we have to understand what's the rule at stake here. Breira. We're going to translate right now Breira as retroactive determination. That it comes out, we found out that this really happened to be your property all along. So the Mefarish will start with, he says like this. Hashuvim shondul hanah zemizem, Mefarish begemor. Ibe nodru, ibe hidiru, myra. We're talking about the mudar or the madir. Asurin, likanis lechotzer. So the Tanakhama holds you can't go in. Bechotzer shel shneim, it's a courtyard that's owned by both of them. Dekolchad osir bedrisas regel shel chavero. Each one ossered the right to walk through on his chaver. The cost sovers, the Tanakhama, the Rabbonim hold, ein breira. We don't agree to this principle of breira. And therefore, we can't say that really it was all along your property that you were walking on. Like, I have to say that you were going on to your friend's portion, his chalik. And this guy's going on to his other friends, so you can't do that. However, says the Meforger Belozer, Minyakov Oimer Zenichle Shalad Kosover Yesh Breira, that you are allowed to say that, yeah, what you walked into was really your own property. Okay, so let's pick up the Ron now. The question is going to be now, when do we say the principle of Breira and when do we not say the principle of Breira? So on a D'oraisa level, we say Ein Breira. On a rabbinic level, in the Rabban, we say Yesh Breira. So it seems like the halacha is going to follow, at the end of the day, it's going to follow the Beloz Ben Yaakov, but even though we really hold the D'oraisa Ein Breira. So here we are, about 10, 15 lines down, where it's wide. Dehachi ukma ravina beperek shorshno chesapara. This is the Gemara in Bava Kama. Hechi de paskina begemara. Rebeloz, krebeloz ben Yaakov, desire le yesh breira. How can we paskin in our Gemara like Rebeloz ben Yaakov, who says that we do say breira? We hold from this concept of retroactive emanation. V'hal beperek mashilin, Gemara in Beitza. Asna hachi leisle l'Rabbi Yoshia breva deraisa aval derabonan isle lafsukit hochus like Rabbi Yoshia. So on a deraisa level, we say ain breira on b'yesh breira for derabonans. We rule like this shita of Rabbi Yoshia. So lam mid deraisa ain breira v'kashi hilchasa. So that shows it that on deraisa on dinim deraisa ain breira. So that's against the halacha over here that we hold like Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov. So that's the question. Fine. Quotes the Ron Tiritz Rebbeinu Tamzal, the halacha, halachic Rabbi Lezer, velo mitamei kamrinin. The halacha follows Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, but not according for the reason he said. De'ihu sarbi yesh breira, uvitur, osar b'mudra hana. Because he holds Yesh Breira, and he also holds that if you're Mevater, Vitur is something that would be also forbidden to someone who is Mudur Hana. The Ein Svirlon, the Ein Breira, Avavitur Svirlon, the Mutur B'Mudur Hana. So we hold this Ein Breira. But Vitur, and again, Vitur is that thing that you give up on, to be Mevater and something, like you don't insist upon what's coming to you. So Vitur is allowed for Mudur Hana. Right, Hilchach. Therefore, La bechotzer she'ein bo din chaluka bilvad ayri el afili yesh bo din chaluka nami shari. We're not only talking about a chotzer where it doesn't have a din of a chaluka is divided. Even if it has a din chaluka, it would still be allowed. Right, ufi pirzeh. According to this shot of the Rabbeinu Tam, inodru hana beferish afili medrisas regular sur and lichanis lechotzer. If they said explicitly that you're not allowed to have drisas regular walking through the property, then in that case you for sure cannot go into the chotzer. Okay, so comes along the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal lo nira lo devarav. Why not the lo mistabre lidchois kama stamois shenistemu b'mechilten. Meaning, we have many Stam Mishnayos in this Masechta that hold that Vitur is Osir for someone who's Mudur Hana, right? That was the entire previous parak that we did all those sugyas with. Lefikach tirets who, therefore calling to the Rizal, the Vade Kaimalan Kimanda Omer Afili Bidaraisa Yesh Breira Mehai Deshmeitzen, right? So we hold that no, even on Deraisas, there is Breira, and that's our Shmaitza, that's our sugi over here. Veha the afsika hilchasog reb Oshia beperek mashilin. Aye, so we rule like Oshia Gemara and Beitza. It says ain Breira. So memaida kamer de rabbana and yesh Breira bilachud. Who? Zi hilchasom mishum the ihi ikur plutaihu hosam. So he's saying no. We hold like that psak. On dinim derabonon, right? Yeshber, that's the main machlokis over there. V'ray ledav midznan b'tamura b'perek kol ha'asurin. Right, we have a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Tamura and Daf Lamed. Gabi machir kelev v'chein shnei shutvim echad not al asara t'loim v'echad not al tisha t'loim v'kelev v'echad, right? She'im ha'kelev kulan matirin she'keneged ha'kelev kulan asurin. The case where there was two shutvim, one of them took these 10 lambs, the other guy doesn't take 10 lambs, he takes 9 lambs and a dog. So it comes out that all those 9 with a kelev are mutter for a korban, and the other 10 keneged that are going to be osir. We asked in the Gemara, we asked the following, the Nishkol Chad Keneged Kelev, Rishlaru Enoch, right? So just take one against the Kelev, right? Meaning exchanging it for that, and then the rest should be Mutter. Afida B'Doraisa Yesh Breira. So what you see points out the Ran, that no, even on Dinim D'Oraisa, we say Yesh Breira. V'lo Mechavir. But that's not really so clear to say like that. Why not? Again, this is the Geschmack in the Run. He's focusing like a toaster here. He's asking, you know, Kasha some other steers. Divadai b'di'oraisa ein breira. Certainly, on a Torah level, we're going to say ein breira. Da'okayim along kishmul. Because we hold like the marshals to Omer, Babakama, Daftes. Ha'achin shecholku l'kuchois ein. When you have brothers and they have a Yerusha and they're dividing up, they're like l'kuchos. They're like people who bought it, right? Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan Kevasi de Perak Hashaleach. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan paskins that way as well. Time it is Shmuel Meshum de Kesaver Ein Breira Kedisa Behedya Begitin Bereish Perak Kol Aget. What is Shmuel's reason? Because Shmuel's Shita he holds that Ein Breira, so that's why we can't say that each one of these Achim necessarily got the correct part of Yerusha. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin Chafei. Vahahid Tamura, aye, but that Gemara in Tamura where you had the 10 lambs against the 9, Lokasha, that's not a problem. The lav aliba de hilchasa parich, no, because that's not you asked a question, but it wasn't according to the final psak halacha. El aliba de manda amar b'derais yesh breira. That's only within the opinion that holds that there is breira on a din deraisa. Uvederech I amar bishlema kanasi v'loak de. Right, so it's going to if you're going to say this, I mean, if you're going to say that there's breira, okay, so you have a question. But if you're going to say that, you know, I'm sorry, the backwards. If you say ain breira, that's the problem. But if you say yesh breira, then you could take that. I mean, he's pointing out that you make many, many, you know, types of these statements in the Gemara. Well, if that's true, then really now the question, original question, comes back to its place. Namely, that we have been saying all along, here we hold Yesh Breira on Dinim Doraisa. So how do we solve anything? Because of Rabbeinu, Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, that's the Ramban in his Lachs, right? You know, we before the Shulchan Aruch was written, many of the Rishonim wrote Svarim on Halacha, Ramban and Hilchos Nida, right? So here he's quoting Ramban's Sefer, right? Delo Damya Hach Breira Dehacha Da'ama. Right, you can't, this isn't like the regular general Breira that we have. Why not, says the Ramban, again, quoted by the Ran. Dehacha La Midi Delo Misbarer Ha'inim Misbarer L'machuhu. The name of the Is Breira Milsa L'mafreya. Hashtahu, right? No, let's just speak this out. Why is this case of Breira different? Because here there's nothing that's not being, you know, necessarily, you know, clarified right now and comes out and it's clarified later. But we have to say, no, it's retroactively. That's what Breira is. Breira means now that I'm doing something. Like a Lamashal, a person has wine and you can't separate Truman Meister on Shabbos. So it's Tevel. No one drink from it. So he says, no, I'm going to drink now and then after Shabbos, Megala Milsa L'mafreya, that I was separating the Trumas and Meisters. So I'm clarifying what it is now. Right, Ela Chotzer. This Chotzer that we has a little different gears over here. Right, She'ein Bodin Chalukahu V'Chol Chad Mishtamish Bekula. So as we said, this is a Chotzer that was not really devised, not a Din Chalukah. So everyone gets to use the entire Chotzer. Meaning, it's not like this half belongs to Reuven and the other half belongs to Shimon. They're allowed to do the whole thing. It's not divided up. They have a Hishtamishus in this. V'Kevin to Shutfin, and since they are partners, Ki Hagavn. In this case, Havi. Right, the way that partnership works in a chatzer, right? We say that each one is using his property, and he's not using his friends. Sheim to osur alav. If you're going to say that it would be osur for him to use this, nimsa, it's going to emerge, comes out. Zem moitzi oisim mechatzero ve'ein adam oisur nichse chavero al balehen. It comes out that you kicked out your partner, your chaver, from his property, and that doesn't work. Nidar, I can osur somebody's property on me. I can osur my property on somebody else, but I can't osur Yenim's property on him. So that's why it can't be. V'chai gavna itmar hasam b'gemara. Like that's why the Gemara goes over there. Okay, so he's going to quote now Gemara from on Mem Vav coming up. Should we see the Gemara first? You know what? Actually, maybe we'll stop here, and then when we get to the Gemara in the next year on Mem Vav, so then we'll be able to just circle back in and we'll incorporate the comments of the Ron. We haven't done the Gemara yet, so Mizam will stop here and we'll pick it up with the next year at this point.